At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Early today, isn't it?
Tomorrow of Early Break.
Simple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Lincoln's Apple Store resides at Computer Hardware, 70th and O.
Triptastic.
In Lincoln, also in Kearney, Hastings, and GI. 46 years in business. They can fix all your Apple products, watches, phones, computers, and other non-Apple products. So you can buy stuff there too. Apple, oh, that's the Computer Hardware, 70th and O in Lincoln. We had some schedule news for Nebraska football.
Yes. Scheduling.
On Friday. It's become a weird tradition that Nebraska and Illinois play on Friday night. Mm-hmm. It was announced that this year's game has been moved from Saturday to November 6th. Huskers against the Illini on Fox, 7 p.m. kickoff. The third time in 4 years, Nebraska-Illinois will be in a Friday night kickoff.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be there, Sip, in Champaign.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, they announced... Big Ten and Fox announced their Friday night football lineup. It's obviously not all Big Ten, but Nebraska's part of that. November 6th, I wonder what that'll be like, weather-wise, all of that. It'll be a tough game. Now, Bill, that's a tough part of Nebraska's schedule. Jake, help me with this.
Well, that's when it gets – November is brutal. It's a brutal
What's
month in
general.
What's
the date again?
November 6th.
Bill, it does get real for Nebraska late.
The one thing with that, that will be – that's a non-existent crowd.
It will be. Generally speaking,
yeah. Yes. I mean, a Friday night in November.
What if they're playing really well?
They'd be playing incredibly well.
Yeah,
and incredibly well. But they're just, you know,
they don't. Yeah, no, it's not a rabid family.
No, it's not like, and the crowd's not right on top of you. The south end zone's it's like there's like 40 yards away from you. There's no one there.
Missing Tooth Greg has only been to one road game, and it was Illinois in the year when Cam Taylor-Britt threw that ball forward, and me and Bill got in a big fight. And
that was week zero game.
Yeah, it was week zero, and he was struck by how like when you walked up, there was just... It was nothingness.
Nobody.
Yeah.
That was the first game of Bielema's era, too, right?
It'd be very similar. Like they said, basically, game. You could just drive to the game, park and walk in.
Well, I've done this. Yes. You can park within 50 yards of the stadium.
Yes. For like $12.
Yeah.
Yeah, for like not even like a special permit. Just some guy with a wad of cash standing there.
They still take cash in champagne.
They take cash in champagne.
That's good.
Matter of fact, if you're a couple bucks short, they'll just leave. You're fine. Just give me a 10.
East Lansing was like that, too. Yeah. I was struck. Like, you just drive up. I'm like, this is like going to a UNO game. And they don't even have football anymore. Yeah. So the schedule does get real late, Bill. I mean, think about Nebraska's little run when they play Indiana at home, then at Oregon, they got a week off, Washington, then that back-to-back trip to me is hard. At Illinois and then at Rutgers, right?
Right.
That's rough.
We've talked about that I think the at Rutgers game will be the one that defines you, but first of all, you cannot lose to Rutgers.
You can't
lose to Rutgers. They're the worst team against. They're dead last. They're 0-39 since the college football
against
started
against ranked
teams.
On Nebraska,
but it shows that they're not good though. It shows that they just aren't very
My
good.
My point is, just don't give me the Rutgers. Like, well, you know,
Bill,
no, they can be good and they can beat you. What I'm saying is, but there's no way that Rutgers should ever be ahead of you.
Yeah.
You know, just go.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit HIMS.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's HIMS.com/earlybreak. HIMS.com/earlybreak. Weight loss by HIMS is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit HIMS.com.
Go to Rutgers. I worked there. Okay, so I've been there, so I can give it a firsthand experience.
I know you did.
It's a little bit different. Well, when I walked into a place with the N on compared to the R.
Was it different?
Yeah, it's a little different, you know. So, but I'll say this. I love my time at Rutgers. Oh, that was awesome.
So the Friday night lineup, you want to give it to them?
I don't have the full.
I got it.
Go ahead.
So great. You'll like this. I love these. I love the window. Guy, you got to be careful saying that because the high school people jump on you. But I like the Friday night window. The first one, September 4th, Fresno State at USC.
All right.
Okay, I want to see that.
It's 8 p.m. Then the next one, September 25th. So they jump a couple.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Northwestern at Indiana. Hmm. So Cignetti will be on Friday night, 7 p.m. here. Then Penn State at
Go back. I got lost there.
September 25th.
Okay, so when we're talking Friday night now, right now, you're talking just Big Ten.
No.
It's the Fox schedule.
The Fox
7
there's usually
PM
more
schedule.
Games. There's not, oh, I'm saying it. I'm just. I panicked because I thought, hold on. There's no other games on the Friday night than these.
Oh, these. I'm sorry. The only ones I got are the Big Ten schedule.
Okay, that's fine.
But this is the Fox game.
That's fine. There'll be other games. Okay, go ahead. Fire away again. Then Fresno, USC. Then
Northwestern at Indiana.
Interesting.
Now we get to October.
Yeah, and then October 2, Penn State at Northwestern. Okay.
Yeah, yawner.
That's back-to-back weeks Northwestern's on Friday then.
Okay.
Right? Yep. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Then there's a good one. October 9th, Iowa at Washington.
Love it. Oh, wow, that's a great game.
Love that.
Good window.
At Washington.
Yeah. And then Washington again on October 16th. Washington at Purdue.
Interesting again.
Then is November 6th is Nebraska, Illinois. And yeah, I just always think immediately about the weather. Then Illinois turns around and goes to UCLA for a Friday night game.
They're playing back-to-back Friday night games in November.
That's ridiculous, by
Illinois.
I mean, that's the Big Ten.
It's very strange.
That's the beauty of the Big Ten. then November 20th, Oregon at Michigan State.
It's an average slate. The Iowa-Washington game is pretty good.
Iowa-Washington game is really good. The Nebraska-Illinois would be
that
second.
That was solid, yeah.
Yes, that's a good game.
There's I'm trying to find some other. There are other games. Okay, so on September 11th, Missouri at Kansas. How about that?
Very interesting.
We like that.
How about that?
Friday night?
Yeah.
Maybe we should
go.
Do a live remote Friday.
Is it Lawrence?
Is it in Lawrence?
Yes.
Oh,
okay, we might have
Lance,
ourselves.
Lance, we're coming down.
Yeah, I might have a sideline passes. Get them out.
Missouri at Kansas. September 18th, Houston at Texas Tech. Hello.
Good.
Okay.
Good. We're watching
now
that.
Now we're talking.
Yeah. And then a non-Big Ten, November 27th, West Virginia at Utah.
Interesting.
And those are the ones. Okay. Those are the non-Big Ten ones. So Missouri, Kansas, September 11th.
Yep.
Houston at Texas Tech on September 18th. Good. And then West Virginia at Utah, November 27th. That's the Friday. We kind of went through the Friday night slate.
Which Nebraska's a part of.
Yes.
That's going to be fun. I love Friday night games. And I push back on the high school. I did.
Careful. Why?
No, I push back on this part. I just don't think there's somebody that was like I was going to a high school game, but now I'm going to watch this college game. They weren't going to a high school game. If the high school game's going, they're going to the high school game. That's what
Maybe they have the game on their phone,
They're going to the high school game. There's not a bunch of people sitting around Chicago right now going, I was going to go to a high school game tonight.
What are we going to do now?
No, I guess I'll watch the Illinois game on TV.
In arms.
They won't be up in arms. There won't be like a football festival.
Jousting.
When we come
real
back,
horses.
Song of the day and Bill's Thrills next on Early Break in the Ticket.